and now it's working. All I did is take it out and put it back in.
Yeah, okay.
So we gotta watch that, make sure that it fucking...
So I have not been on camera for this whole time.
No, you were in the beginning. It's somewhere along the line. It shut off. I don't know how long ago.
Okay. All right, well, good. Well, we don't have to backtrack on some of that.
Yeah, we can backtrack. Okay, here we go. Ready? Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to do anything? Something else? No, no, I'm good. I'm good.
We do have to do a couple songs, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So what kind of songs do you want? Do you want, like, happy or sad songs?
Whatever you want to play, man. Okay. Whatever you want to, whatever you think you're feeling, man.
Yeah. I'm feeling like that cat over there.
Ladies and gentlemen, just in case, just in case.
Hey, y'all, I'm Pincus.
This is Pincus. Everybody, this is Candace, hey, the Wolf Candace. Slayer. Welcome to the Bobcast. We're doing this for our fourth time now.
All the good stuff. Luckily,
we can break it down.
We're gonna weed it out now.
I like how all those jokes, dude. You had a bunch of good jokes on me, man. Those are all gone.
Oh yeah, that's why you did that. You got the destroyer pedal.
Got the fat jokes.
Yeah, you got the destroyer pedal. We can
reenact
error show up on my camera.
We can reenact them. We'll give you guys the quick breakdown of what just happened. I was bragging about being on a Burger King commercial, and I said, you know, he was talking about something about the movie business or something, and he was talking about the movie business, and I go, yeah, well, I was on a Burger King commercial. I thought I was all badass, and then he said, I bet you were in a Burger King commercial, fat ass.
I did not say fat ass.
And I said, whoa, you're right. I need help.
And then we talked about Ben Roo and how badass of a dude he was. Roo, and the chicken fries. That was
dead teenager record. So, funny story. We were both on the same label with my first metal band. I was an intern. It was 1998.
Did he make you put out?
Who, Ben?
Did Ben make you put out? Where did he touch you?
Make me?
Point on your body. Point on Candace's. Point on Candace's body where he touched you.
It was the 1900s.
It was the 1900s. That was last century. We were not that far away from people just clubbing people on the head and dragging him into a cave. You know?
Hell yeah, dude. Basically, dude, Pincus.
Yeah.
A rock and roll legend, really.
I don't know about rock and roll, but the legend part of it.
Have you ever been in any movies?
Have I been? Softcore porn.
I was an actor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I was in. I was in Hotel Erotica 2, Hotel that season, Hotel Erotica 3, and Erotic Traveler.
So I can look this up.
Yeah, it was Skinemax.
Wow.
Yeah, and the third one was HBO. That's why I changed to the Erotic Traveler.
But you were acting.
I was. I would wake up, and I wouldn't wake up. My friends said they would wake up, and they would see me in these softcore porn movies because we didn't have extras. So. They would be like, oh, I fell asleep with Cinemax on, and I woke up, and there you were behind the bar of the scene, and I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, you just woke up, and Cinemax was on, but can you imagine, like having it in your hand, and like,
and you show
and things working out, and all of a sudden, hey, that's Pincus, man, and he's looking at me right now.
I would come immediately.
Well, I mean, that's what most people said, yeah. It's a gift and a curse,
man.
It's a gift and a curse.
Does that shit pay?
It paid more than nothing, which was what I was making without that at that time.
So you got some money for that.
I got some money. And also, if you look at my IMDb credits, I think the only thing, I worked on Cadillac Records. I worked on a bunch of movies that you probably had heard of. Even Disney stuff, imagination movies.
Wow,
that stuff's not actually on my IMDb because I don't follow that stuff. But I was like the only one out of the whole crew, I think, that used my actual name because I was so proud to be in softcore porn. And all my other buddies were like, that was not good for the.
You were so proud.
Yeah, I was like, and my sister is a minister in North Georgia. I love her, Penny. And she looked me up on IMDb, and all that came up was Hotel Erotica 2, 3, and Erotic Traveler.
I got a movie idea I want to run by you.
Oh.
Because I think you'd be good in it.
Okay.
I think you'd be good in this.
I got some ideas too. So
let me tell you my idea. Maybe we can help each other out.
Okay.
Because I feel like you know you got a good look, dude. You know.
Well, thanks, man.
Especially for this
movie. My mom said I was handsome.
I think you can act, and I think we could make this movie. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hillbilly band finds a trucker chapel that runs on blood, and so we have to kill people to feed the tank to keep going to the next town.
So it's like Motel Hell, but instead of sausage, it's for gas. We feed the tank. Yeah.
And we go to truck stops. It says Trucker Chapel, so it's like pretending that it's a church. So the people come in, and then we have to fill the tank with. It's a slasher hillbilly band fight.
Okay, I'd love to have you. I've got an idea though.
Okay.
So what if there's another tribe?
No.
That's competing.
I'm writing.
That's
this
competing.
Now, listen to me. I want you for your looks.
And they've got the porno stop that all the truckers go to.
Oh, we gotta have and they're trying
to kill the truckers for the same reason.
Okay, wait a minute.
So they're trying. It's like
back
you
up.
Have to
say
fight
that again.
Them.
Say that again.
So there's gonna be one of those truck stop porn hubs. And that's where your rivals are that are trying to get the same blood. You're going for the chapel, but they're going for the porn blood, and so they're trying to steal that from you.
Huh?
They're trying to get the truckers from you before the
who are
the ones that are running the porn place. They're trying to get the truckers instead of go to the chapel. They're trying to get them to go.
Oh, they're trying to get to them.
So there's more than
the
one
porn shop.
Running on blood.
Tribes. Yeah, okay. And they're competing against each other. Because what's your competition in it? There has to be a competition.
Or a spinoff.
There has to be a competition, and you know there has to be an underlying theme. Listen. Like the guy that's trying to get the blood from the truckers is actually trying to see his daughter, who his wife won't let him see. And so he has to get all the blood from the truckers so he can get down to see his daughter.
Never mind. We don't need you in the movie. But
okay, I guess we're not going to work together, are we? I'm glad we figured this out now. There can only be one captain on this ship.
Well, I already wrote the script.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah. So it's almost. The ending's almost there.
I thought you were spitballing here.
Yeah, I didn't know, man. I was trying to contribute. Man. I was going to give you that for free.
We're all going to come together.
Oh,
you make this fucking movie.
That's how we did softcore porn, like I was talking
about.
That's
what I'm saying, dude. We just do it.
We had 16 people doing 16 pages every day.
Look, I got lights. I got the cameras.
Yeah, hey, Charles, Randy, Jim. Now, you guys are great, man.
Isn't this crew great?
He's going to take all the credit. Jesus.
Dude, can we hear a song?
Yeah.
Let's do one.
Should we do a fun one?
Yeah, fun one.
All right, let's do that.
Hell yeah.
All right, one more time. It's all about self-determination and mushrooms. I'm pissing dirty tomorrow. Let's get polluted tonight. Yesterday was a waste. It didn't have any taste. I'm pissing dirty. Say who ain't right now. I'm pissing dirty tomorrow. get polluted tonight. Yesterday was a waste, it didn't have any taste. I'm pissing dirty.
So good to see you, man.
Good to see you too.
I can't remember if we talked about this on the second attempt here, but the first time I met you, I think we didn't talk about that. That was earlier. The first time I met you, I don't know if you remember this, but it was my first metal band. I wasn't even Bob Wayne yet, and you let
out
us
of the algorithm.
Yep, I was out. That band's not even in the algorithm ever.
Oh, right on.
And so, but fucking you let us stay at your house. You made us food. Didn't even know us. You were just like, yeah, they're a band. Come on over. You were fucking, that was badass, dude.
We got treated the same on the road ourselves. So we always felt like that was a different time in music. Maybe it's the same.
Did
now.
The Butthole Surfers, were you in that band from the beginning?
No.
I don't know much about the Butthole Surfers. I know more about Honky and JD Pinkett.
Right, yeah.
The Melvins, dude.
Yeah.
How did that fucking, that was crazy.
Oh.
I saw you were playing with the Melvins. I was like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, they didn't even know I was playing with them.
Dude, I saw that and I was like, oh my God, that's sick. How crazy is that? That's like one of my all-time favorite bands.
I love the Melvins. I actually didn't know them from their get-go. And no, I was not an original of the Butthole Surfers. I joined them in 85, end of 85,
when
I was 17. And my first show, I was 18. I just turned, because my birthday was October 26th. But I started playing with them in like October, and then we practiced and we played our first show January 10th, 86. And I actually played with the Jack Officers first, which was at that time, it was just four of us. No, it was five of us at that point, because we picked up a second drummer when I joined. And so we all had contact mics on our crotch. And we had a four-track that would trigger off. There's an old show called Davy and Goliath that was a kind of religious show. Hey, Davy. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah,
okay, so
yeah.
We would trigger off.
That was before my time, but I've just seen stuff about that.
We
yeah.
would trigger that off by hitting our crotches. You hit your crotch and go, hey, Davy. And yeah, so, but the reason why we did that.
Claymation, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason why we did it is because we would get paid for being the opening band, and we wouldn't have to move any gear, and you know, blah, blah, blah. It was like those guys were kind of like the, you know, the Melvins are very business oriented. You wouldn't think so, but for that
really,
I
would have. I don't know anything about them except what they sold me.
Oh yeah, but they get that way too, and. Butthole Surfers, at that point, we just didn't really want to share the stage, and we figured out a way to get, like, you know, opening band money as well as doing our show. And so my first show, I actually played Jack Officers before I did Butthole Surfers. And I was with them from 85 to 94, and then I believe when I started playing them again was after the Next Century. 2008, I think.
Oh,
and we started doing some shows. I think that's when it was. And then I started doing Melvins around 2012, I think.
Wow.
And on and off with those guys. And
did you get to record with them at all?
Yes. I'm
oh,
on,
really?
There's about five or six recordings, I think.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. One actually is called Pincus Abortion Technician, which was the double bass one that we did. That was a bunch of songs I wrote. The one that I started with was called, oh my goodness, what was it called? But I got Paul in on that one. I was like, do you want me to talk to Paul, who's a guitar player from Butthole Surfers? It was called Hold It In. That was Buzz's name for, he named Pincus Abortion Technician and that one, Hold It In. And Hold It In was about 50, I think it's like 56 minutes. Of music, and Paul wrote for it, I wrote for it, those guys obviously wrote for it, and it was a lot of fun to record.
Wow.
And then there was some other ones that they just used tracks on, like, you know, Basses Loaded and some other stuff. So
is it kind of it seems like the Melvins play with, like, they did it with Carp. They had Carp
Big Business, which is Carp.
I remember him from Carp or Tight Bros from way back when.
That was a great band.
Dude, I missed that 7-inch. I used to have that 7-inch.
Oh, yeah.
I missed
those
that
guys.
7-inch.
They were great. Yeah.
Jared's amazing.
Cody's obviously an amazing drummer.
One of my favorites, dude. That's crazy. Like I said, when I saw you were playing with them, I was like, bro, that's fucking killer.
That's the way I felt about it when I was playing
with
them,
too. Hell yeah. You want to do one? One more?
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll do one more.
Dude, let's do it.
Love you, Camille.
Amazing songwriter, man. I love it. Thanks. Love it, man. You're on the road right now?
Yes, I am. With Telekinetic Yeti right now.
Hell yeah.
One of them boys got a broken heel. I don't know how he's doing it. Yeah, it's a tough one, man. Yeah, yeah. We almost didn't do the tour and got pushed back. And so I feel bad for him. He stomps it away during the show every night and works his ass off. And then he pays the price every day.
It sucks.
And he is a Telekinetic Yeti.
Okay.
He's a good dude. Yeah. Hopefully he's going to heal up soon.
Man. Yeah, I hope so, man.
He's only got 3 weeks left on this tour.
3 weeks? Oh, my God. That's...
Yeah.
That's still, so you got a little road ahead of you here on this one. Uh-huh. That's cool.
Yeah. I got to buy the chicken some scratch and shit, man.
Yeah, dude. I need to go get some of that. We should make a tour one day, man.
I'd love to do that. But, you know, I can't play in your band, though, because I can't learn other people's songs.
Just do Bob Wayne, J.D. Pinkett, and Daniel Mason or something. Yes, like, you know, we'll get Daniel. You go.
I love that boy.
We'll get Daniel or something. We'll just do a little run, the three of us or something.
I think that sounds fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, yes, that'd be cool.
That would be really fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
You can take my bus. You got your truck, but I do have a bus. We got the trucker chap. The Trucker Chapel runs on blood. Yeah. We're doing the tour. It's actually us. And you know, Daniel's got to be in that movie.
Of course.
Daniel has to be in that movie. Daniel's the guy that goes, when I go to tell the band and I go to tell you guys, now listen, the truck, it runs on blood. Everyone's like, what do you mean? We have to kill people? And then it's like a pause of silence and everyone's thinking about it. And then you just hear Daniel go, we're going to save a shitload on diesel. Daniel's all in.
Instead of DEF, it's got to be BEF. We got to get the BEF to go in for the emissions.
Oh, yeah, BEF.
Yeah, DEF for the diesel. It has to be like some
That's
kind
funny.
Of BEF.
That's funny. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. That was a good podcast. That was good.
Oh, sorry if it was supposed
no,
to
No, you're good.
I was supposed
That's
to
what this one's
guy.
For. That's safety.
Oh, okay.
You're good.
Should we do another song?
Let's do one more song and then we can shut this shit off.
All right. Thank you. make it to my grave. Make it to my grave.